Salam Nerds is brought to you by HalalShirts.com, where you can find fun novelty gifts for your Muslim friends. While you're at it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to our channel.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerd, it's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watch With Neves, and I'm here with my boy Jazz, a.k.a. The Jazz Meatball.
The Jazz Meatball? Hold up.
Yeah.
What? There's a Bachelor reference here,
isn't
there?
You'll find out.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'll
find out. Oh, there's a Bachelor reference here. There's a Bachelor reference here. There's a lot of meatballs in today's episode.
Do I want to know why?
I don't know if you do. So have you watched my 1 minute Bachelor recap, the one that I do after the... Oh, okay. So I do 1 minute Bachelor recaps that kind of explain what's happening. So last week, this guy brought in a meatball sandwich, like a 12-foot meatball sandwich. And he was like, you know, he brought in something for them to eat. And then as he's walking by, Gabby, she goes, "I like his balls."
That's clever.
Oh man, so that was good.
So I am so, Jazz Meatball. But those today.
You are the Jazz Meatball today, man. Okay. Spicy Jazz Meatball, because you're tasty, so you are definitely spicy. Yeah, shout out to Angel, man. We got Angel on the thing today. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we get a good stream. This is our Bachelor episode. So, some of you, if you do not know, we do two episodes. One we do for nerd culture, the other do for reality TV. So, this is our Bachelor recap. If you do not watch The Bachelor, don't fret, because this is a show for people who do not watch The Bachelor. We watch this show, so you don't have to. Technically, I watch this show, so you don't have to.
Yeah, I just react.
So Jazz does not watch this show. So the premise of this show is I explain to Jazz what's happening on The Bachelor. He has no context, and hilarity ensues. So welcome to our Bachelor recap episode, week two.
Let's do this.
You excited, Jazz?
I'm excited. Let's do this.
Let's do it. All right. So this episode starts off with this like really fake ass like conversation that Gabby and Rachel are having. They're sitting on a couch and going, "Oh no, it's raining. What should we do today?" Right. So they're kind of just like making up a story. Like they have to fake these conversations, and they're so cringe because they're not real. they're like fake. It's like the producer's like, "Hey, sit here and have girl chat, and then talk about this, and then we're not going to be able to go out anywhere. So make up a story." And it's like bad acting, man.
So hold up. Let me get straight. They're told to make up a story, and the only thing they can think of is talk about the weather.
No, but yeah, I guess so. I guess they had something planned, and the weather was actually really bad.
Okay.
So like they had to cancel their plans, and I think they made like a last minute event for these guys to do, and it was a talent show. So they're like, "Oh, we're gonna have a talent show." Unfortunately, everyone in this talent show had to wear Speedos.
So that's one way to find out a detail about these guys.
It was an excuse to see their six packs and other packs.
Yep.
So it's really weird because I don't know, man. If the roles were reversed, it's kind of sketchy. I don't know how that would fly.
Yeah, you could not do a Bachelor show and have all the contestants in bikinis. Like, that would not go over well. Or a talent show in bikinis, right? Like, that would not go over
and
well.
And I feel, I don't know, maybe they just do it and say, like, "Hey, whoever's comfortable, do it. If you're not comfortable, just stand here in the robe, and we just won't show you on air." That might be possible, you know, so who knows? We don't know. I don't think they forced anybody to do it, but it's kind of just weird.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't force it. But, like, if you're not getting screen time, you're not going to – be able to get clout, and maybe the girls won't see you as much. Like,
I don't know. If I was to show my body in a Speedo, I would get less clout and less followers.
Right, exactly. Like, I mean, oh, okay. Well, in your case, it would work out well.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't love it, but it's funny. And if the people are for it, then hey. As long as they're not forcing anybody who doesn't want to do it, I think that's really what matters. And honestly, this isn't a kid's show, so kids shouldn't be really watching the show, so whatever, right?
That's
it's for
fair.
Adults.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah, so they do it. All these guys were Speedo. One guy had the Borat Speedo. A bunch of them had to do talents while in Speedo. So one guy was like juggling. One was dribbling basketball. But one guy came in, and he came in with a Speedo, and he had a jar of spaghetti sauce with meatballs and poured it on his body.
uh,
And that's where you got your nickname this week.
I made that connection in my head as you said it, and I'm like, you motherfucker. That's what you went with?
Yes, yes.
God damn it, Neebs.
A lot of them were really cringe. One guy was really funny. One guy had like this Tarzan leopard speedo, and he's like, I'm going to show you guys my talent, and it's probably the best talent you're going to see here. He gets on a chair, sits on it backwards, put on glasses, and he goes, I'm going to show you how to save money on your mortgage. And then he tells them how to refinance their house. On a 60K 30-year mortgage.
That's good. That's an actual talent, by the way, in my opinion.
That's a talent.
Well
I
done,
like
whoever you are. I am now your number one fan.
Yeah, that guy was legit. I like that. I like that he was throwing his book smarts out there. So good for him. That was dope. And then I think they went on some dates. So the girls went on the dates. They had all the hilarity ensue. But then the dates were kind of lame. So she went on a little bit of a group date with this guy named Logan. I think they both like this guy named Logan. So that's going to be trouble in the future. Because I think they both kissed him. I'm not sure, but I think they both kissed him.
Let's see who Logan is in The Bachelor.
Yeah, take a look.
California boy, videographer from San Diego.
Yep.
Interesting.
And then Rachel went on a date with Jordan V. And his date was so cool because his date was actually zero gravity, which I actually did. If you look here on my computer screen. Oh, no, it went away. But I don't know. I've actually done that before. I have done the zero G gravity date. It's really, really cool. Basically, what happens is a plane takes you up in the air, almost to the stratosphere where you're kind of like almost in space. And then what they do is the hyperbolic dives at the rate of gravity to simulate zero G. So you're literally just like floating in the air in zero G. And they had a date in zero G and they were kissing and making out in zero gravity, which was kind of cool. But I think it looks a lot cooler than it is because from what I recall, it makes you very nauseous.
Yeah, I was going to say. Throw up.
Like,
no.
They were making out, and I'm pretty sure they threw up in their mouth a little bit while they were making out. Because I remember that feeling.
No.
This is some inside information for you guys, because I've actually done that.
Oh, that's
not throw up. Not throw up in somebody's mouth. Not throw up in somebody's mouth. I meant the zero gravity.
I mean, if you did, I'm not going to judge you, but I think our viewers may or listeners may.
Yeah, no, don't judge me. And then what's the other thing? Oh, people were wondering like, oh, where's the cameraman? Is the cameraman floating out? Actually, there is no cameraman. The entire plane is fitted with GoPros, so they just film the footage and edit it together later on. The entire place is fitted with like a bunch of GoPros at all these different angles, and they just like give you the recording later,
gotcha,
which is cool.
Gotcha. And for those of you who don't know about hyperbolic dives, it's like you go up and then down and then up and down, up and down, up and down until, you know, you're done with your ride. So yeah,
it's really cool because they don't just simulate zero gravity. They simulate gravity on the moon. They simulate gravity on Mars. They know like what exact speed to go to simulate what type of gravity, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, makes sense. So that'd be cool. What about like triple Earth gravity? So all of you weigh like 500 pounds.
Yeah, they do that too. Yeah. You basically like lay on the ground like this, and then they go up really high, and you feel like 10 times your weight, and it's like pushing you. And it's like a sumo wrestler is sitting on your chest. It's really weird.
Wow. Okay, cool.
That's what it feels like. Yeah. It's like Yokozuna just like Bandai dropped on you. It's crazy.
I got to do that. I won't experience that. Like try to stand up and like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You pull your neck trying to stand up, but you like when you pull your arms, it's like cool. You're like, bah! Your arms snap back when you do it.
Oh, that's cool. Really cool. I want to do that. That sounds like fun. Not going to do it on a date, though, but, you know, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, bro. I'm surprised they didn't throw up. So they did this date a few years ago, like maybe like 5 years ago, and there was a guy on the show named Nick Vial, and he went on a date with this girl, and she threw up on the date. And it was the same date. It was a zero gravity thing. It was so gross. But you know what's funny? He ended up picking her. She ended up winning.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, man, she went on the vomit comet, and he still liked her.
The vomit comet. Is that what we're gonna call it now for a date?
That's what you call it. That's what people call it. It's funny.
Nick by
Al. Yeah, he ended up picking her.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Nick.
Oh wow, are they still together?
No, he's not together with her. She's got a new girl, and he's like, he had his own Bachelor podcast. It's very popular.
All right, then, good for him.
He's probably one of the few people who like came out of the Bachelor with a career.
Oh, no way. This fucker.
Yeah, he's actually on Family Guy.
Sells essential oils.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to judge him hard now.
Yeah. Make sure we never sell essential oils on our podcast.
Oh, I will kill you if you ever suggest that as a revenue stream. I'm like, nope, we're done. I'm going to tank this whole podcast from here on out. Delete everything.
What about crystals? Could we sell crystals?
Only if they're healing crystals. You can't activate rivers with them, okay?
Yeah, that's true. What about detox teas? Can we sell those?
Only if I get an unlimited supply for free.
I heard they're really bad. I heard the detox teas.
Oh, for sure
really
they're bad.
Yeah. Can't be fucking with those. But they do. They also sell gummy bears for your hair. Gummy bear hair theirs. Is what? What? They call there. Yeah. They're called gummy bear hair care or something. I don't know.
What, you eat gummy bears and your hair grows back thicker or something? Like?
Yeah, that's what they say. It's like special vitamins that make your hair grow thicker.
But then why just get normal vitamins? Like.
I don't know, because they're gummy bears.
Oh, marketing 101. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Yeah, man. We should come out with our own. Call them Sour Patch Wigs. Instead of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, right?
Totally get like a whole marketing campaign going. You promote it. Sponsored by Sour Patch Wigs. Now in stores near you.
Yeah, you can buy them at Wawa.
Oh, my God.
All right, back to the show. So now what we have is we have Gabby's date, and Gabby picks Nate. Nate is my favorite. I like this guy. This guy's mad chill. He's the guy I described last week as he had the Killmonger hair. He's got the cool braid.
Yeah.
Mad cool dude, yo. Really cool dude. I like him a lot. She went on a date with him. Turns out he has a daughter. Yo, the way he described his daughter, mad cute. He goes, she is coffee in human form. I was like, that's adorable.
Oh, God. That is cute. But, you know.
Yeah, she probably takes a lot of energy out.
Yeah, right. Is he like a single father or like?
Yeah, I think he's a single father. Well, he should be a single. She shouldn't be on the show. He's got
true.
A wife.
You're right. I hope. He's a wife. He's trying to find a second wife here.
Trying to find a second wife.
Maybe a third already, because there are two on the show.
Oh, man. yeah, man. But he was cool. She took him on a plane ride, which was really cool. They had dinner. Cool conversation. I like him. He might be my top pick.
Good.
He might be my top pick.
And shout out to single dads out there. We don't always get the credit we need, but, you know, cool.
We? What do you mean we? We don't have a good 30
in the I meant those men.
You want to tell me?
I don't actually have a daughter. But like...
I was like, wait a second. Jazz,
I've only had dreams about my daughter, okay? Just leave me alone. Sometimes she's real. Leave me alone, right?
Are you like WandaVision where you're like, my kids are real somewhere in a different dimension?
Somewhere.
You're
going to
go
okay.
fight them.
No, man, I'm telling you, I've had this recurring dream, right? Where one day I come home from work and my daughter has built a nuclear reactor in the kitchen. And my only response to her is take it apart without causing a meltdown. And then I go into the living room and watch TV. Like, I've had this dream many times.
What is this dream?
I don't
what
know, okay? She builds a nuclear reactor in the kitchen. And that's all I can say.
Does it? All right, man. We can't be saying those words on this show. We're brown, man. That's not that. Yo, FBI agent who's watching this, yo, it's a dream. It's a joke, man. It's not real.
It's definitely not real.
Please. I would not survive and get my please. back to Nate. Okay, so this is something. So here, this is where the drama happens. So the drama happens on the show. There's not much drama happening after the show, but there is a little bit of drama.
Ooh,
so
yay.
This guy named Chris starts talking. He starts talking about fantasy suites. Fantasy suites
already.
is when, oh yes, exactly, already this motherfucker, like, he was like, oh, you know, if I'm not the first one there, then I don't know if I'm going to stick around. I don't know what I'm going to do. He was talking about, like, ultimatums if he's not, like, the first one to fancy it. Like, bro, you're putting the cart before the horse right there, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't like, think they'll appreciate that.
I don't think so. I don't think they will appreciate that. And turns out they did not. So these guys, Nate is one of them and a few others, they were like, you know what? We're going to tell Gabby and Rachel. So they decide to go ahead and tell on him.
Oh, so, okay. Snitch. Yeah, got it. Yeah. All right.
Yep. It's that special part of the season where they come together and create a union and snitch on the guy. So basically, they were like, told Gabby and Rachel that, hey, this guy's been talking about fantasy suites and he's talking about how he would do ultimatums. And they're like, already? Like, nobody should be thinking that far ahead. So Gabby and Rachel went to go. Well, first Gabby, no, first Rachel grabbed Rabby. Rachel grabbed Gabby. Damn, that's like a tongue twister.
Rachel grabbed Rabby. Rabby. No, Rachel grabbed Gabby.
Yes, Rachel grabbed Gabby and told her, like, oh, I'm not okay. Can I talk to you? Let's go. And they started talking about what Chris said. And they were like, did he really say that? Let's confront him. So they confront him. And, like, yo, this guy went into gaslight mode. Like, legit starting to control the situation. He was like, this is what happened. It was a little uncomfortable. And he wasn't like, I apologize for bringing it up. So-and-so. Nothing. He was just like, trying to manipulate his way around this conversation. And they were not having it. So they're like, you know what? We're going to ask you to leave. So
wow.
They were
not
like,
even wait to the roast ceremony. They just said, go.
Nope. They did not wait for the rest. Roast ceremony. They asked him to go.
Good for them. Yep.
And he just dipped. And then they walked him out and he was like, started walking behind them. And she was like, no, why don't you lead us out?
Right?
So they're like, why don't you get in front of us and then go? And then they get to the end of the door and he's like, what do I do? Do I just walk this way? And she's like, yeah. And I'm just like, why is it so complicated for this guy to know how to leave? Like, there's a door, bitch.
Go. Do I just walk out the door? Do I put my left foot or my right foot?
Right?
Do I hug you goodbye? No, you don't.
Exactly. So Gabby and Rachel go back inside, but then we see this guy like pacing. And he comes back in.
Oh no.
Yes, yes. So he comes back in. And he's like, he gathers every guy in the house. He's like, where's Hayden? Where's Nate? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? Everybody come together. Everybody come together. And he sits him out on the couch. And he starts talking about, like, all right, so I want to know what was said and what happened and who had a conversation with Gabby. Try to get, like, to the bottom of it, right? Yo, the girls came in running. They were like, Excuse me. No, we asked you to leave. Why are you still here?
Good.
And the guys were actually about to like answer the question because they didn't know he got eliminated. So they're like, okay, this is what. And then as soon as Gabby and Rachel got there and realized that they don't want him here, they were like, no. So Nate got up and was like, oh, that's all there is to say. You need to leave. And then the guy left like a little bitch.
Good. Fuck that guy.
Yep.
He's trying to get more of the story so he can gaslight better? No, get out.
Yeah, man, that was why. And like, here's the thing, right? He's a motivational coach.
Yo,
they have a bad track record with motivational coaches. They are not great on this show.
They are not great in real life. Motivational coaches are all fake.
Yeah, you know, I tried to be a motivational coach.
Why?
So my story is really different. So like I.
That's what they all say.
I know. No, I got randomly selected to do a TED Talk at NYU once a long time ago.
Sure.
And I was like, cool, I have a TED Talk under my belt. Maybe I can go and become a motivational speaker. So I did a few motivational speeches at places. They hired me to do like corporate speaking and stuff like that. The people I met were like mad weird and I never did it again. So I did like, I got like three under my belt and was like, I don't know. This is kind of weird to me. So I did not feel it, man. So I am not the motivational speech type, but I don't know. I had a TED Talk on your meet, so I was like, let me try to use it. Let me try to.
Okay, that makes sense because most motivational speakers, truly, they just exploit people and take their money. So I do not respect them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. My thing was about work-life balance and telling people how to get work-life balance. So it's not like relationship advice or anything crazy like that. I have a pretty good track record about like my career and some of my stuff I've done in my personal accomplishments. And I did a really cool TED Talk story that's really cool. And it's really cool. You guys should check it out if you get a chance. But yeah, that atmosphere, that environment, not for me, bro. Not for me. It's crazy. People have like... they had like talk about like I'm a recovering narcissist. That was their whole gimmick.
And yeah.
Like, are you recovering?
No.
Are you recovering? Or you just did you just find another way to market yourself, bro?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It's crazy. They do not have a good track record because every person on this show who was a motivational coach ended up being very skeevy. I think there was a guy named Carl last season. Not great. Not a great guy. So it is what it is.
That tracks. I believe 100%.
Yeah. So that's really all that happened on the show. Again, this season starting off very slow, very boring. Where's the drama? I don't know. So it's interesting to see. I feel like it's a slow burn, but if you watch the, what do you call it? The promos, the previews.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's going to get messy, bro. It's going to get messy.
It.
Like we talked.
Called it.
So, you know the guy who I named you after, Jazz Meatball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming I know him. I do not watch the show, so yeah, sure.
Yeah,
let's
go with that. So, apparently, apparently Rachel gives him a rose. And he goes, I'm sorry, I'm here for Gabby. So he turns down Rachel's rose and asks for Gabby. Now, we haven't seen this play out yet. This is in the preview.
Yeah, so Gabby could go either way, which will either cause more drama if she gives a rose or more hilarity if she doesn't give a rose.
I know, but like they show them walking off and they show Rachel crying. And I feel like it happens more than once to her, if that's what they're alluding to. I feel like a bunch of guys say no to Rachel.
I called it. I knew this was going to happen. I called it last week.
Bro, it's uncomfortable, bro. I don't love this, man. This season, I'm not a big fan. It's making me cringe. It's actually the lowest rated season right now. It's like lowest viewed season. It had like a 20K drop or something. I don't know, but it's not looking good.
Yeah, no, good. This is horrible. So I hope the season bombs, and I hope they never do it again because they're essentially allowing these guys to bully these girls and like destroy them emotionally. They're... Like I am not okay with this. I said it last week. I'm not okay with this. And
me neither.
It played out exactly like I said it would. Like one
I
of
mean,
them.
We don't know that yet.
Well, yeah, they're
previews. They're previews, so we don't know. They could. This show is very, very good at manipulating like things and like doing sound bites and stuff. So we really don't know. But it does look that way. And you know what it is? Now people are expecting it, and if they don't get it, they're going to be just as disappointed. So it's like
you set yourself up.
Catch
a failure.
22.
Well done.
Yeah.
Either way, show's going to fail now. You're either going to have low viewership because you aren't doing the drama thing, or you're going to have low viewership because you're doing the shitty thing that causes drama.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yeah, whatever. Okay. I'm already
over
the season.
I don't love this. No, I know. I don't love it. I don't know what to do, man. It's sad what they're doing. Because the thing is, like, this is the one show where the woman has all the power.
Right.
Right? And what they do? They find a way to take
give
away
it to
the
men.
Woman's power.
Yep.
Bro. Yeah. Bro.
Not cool.
Not cool, man. It's not cool. And like honestly, like I don't there's so many reasons why it sucks. Like now it doesn't make for a good show. It doesn't make for realistic connections. It doesn't make for just like fair. It's not fair. Like
it's not.
Like, Like, the Bachelor gets to, like, fucking Clayton. This motherfucker was, like, terrible.
Fuck
but
Clayton.
He had all the power. He convinced two girls that wanted to go home to stay. Look at the power dynamic that he had. Got them to stay. And then, once he... Then he still went after the girl that left and dumped them again. Like, look at all that power he had. And this, the girls don't even have power to keep a meatball.
Quite literally, yeah. Quite literally.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't love this season, man. I'm not loving it. Obviously, I'm going to be here for the train wreck because that's what I do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you know, I watch this show so you don't have to, guys. That's the That's why we'll never be sponsored by The Bachelor, because we're taking viewership away from them.
Yeah, straight up, we're destroying the viewership, calling them out on all their bullshit, and then, like, we're never going to help them out.
If you don't like this show, watch our show.
Right. If you don't like The Bachelor, listen, subscribe, like, share, comment, whatever all the other buzzwords are to Salandra's podcast.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. That's it, man. That's the show. Nothing crazy. What are your thoughts, Jazz? You have not watched a single episode. Two episodes have gone by. What do you think? I feel like you're very worried, as you should be.
Mm-hmm. I called it last week, man. This is going to be a train wreck. And I predict what's going to happen is that, who was it, Gabby that got rejected, or was it Rachel or whoever?
No, Rachel got rejected.
Rachel. Okay, yeah. So they're going to, all these guys, I hate that I'm predicting this, but I think they're all going to mess with her emotionally until she breaks down. And then a couple of guys can swoop in and just take advantage of her.
Ooh, I did not think of that.
Yeah, I think it's going to emotion destroy her and take advantage of it because men are trash.
That's
Wait,
not
I
cool.
can't say that that's... because that's gender. Most men are trash.
Sure. Speaking of which, Rachel already had a little bit of an emotional breakdown earlier. I told you she went on a date with Jordan V, which is the zero gravity date, right? Mm-hmm. But what I forgot to mention is after the date, they had a dinner and she just wasn't feeling it and she sent him home. This is very rare. A person who gets the first one-on-one and they get sent home, that almost never happens.
Wait, they didn't even wait till the rose ceremony for that one?
No. But that happens often. So when you get on a one-on-one date, the way it works is after the one-on-one date, you have to give them a rose or you have to eliminate them.
Oh,
there's no
okay,
in between.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So that's how one-on-one date go. So she went on the one-on-one date and she really liked him. She was the race car driver from the first episode when he came out the limo. But she didn't like him. She said he was a nice guy. There was nothing wrong. She just wasn't feeling it. She felt really, really bad. She let him go. She cried. But like, this is the part that's weird. Like, I feel really bad for her and everything. But like, there's two bachelorettes. What if Gabby liked him? What if, what if he liked Gabby? They didn't give him a chance. They just sent his ass home.
Damn.
Right? Kind of weird. I feel like they're just like making up the rules as they go along. They don't
know.
Yeah,
like they're not thinking this through. This is horrible. Like,
because like, he's been here for one day, basically, or 1 week, or however the timeline works. He went on one date with one girl, and there's another girl there. Like, I don't understand. Unless like Gabby was like, yeah, I don't like this guy at all, and wasn't going to give him a chance. Or maybe he said that he was only there for Rachel, and maybe I forgot about it. I don't know. Even if he was only there for Rachel, he should give like Gabby a shot. I don't know.
Oh man, this is gonna
it's
even
messy,
messier.
Right?
What if he was only there for Gabby on a date with Rachel, and he didn't realize he'd be eliminated like that, and he told her like, "I'm only for Gabby." Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Yeah.
It's messy, man. I don't know, man. This season is unpredictable. It's messy. And it seems problematic. So I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
This is problematic on so many levels right now.
Yeah, man. Also, this is another season with not enough Asian people. I think it's like one Asian guy. Like, come on, man. We need more Asian representation on this show.
They don't like us.
Not even us, like the other Asians. Like
they don't like them either.
They don't like them either, yeah, man. South Asians, East Asians, Southeast Asian. They don't like them all. They don't like any of us. I don't know.
Rip.
I don't know. I know, man. So we'll see. We'll see, man.
I guess Western Asians can get away with this. It's a part of the caucuses, so that's funny.
Who can get away with this?
The Western and Northern Asians, because they're considered white.
Yeah.
That's funny.
For sure.
I just thought about that, because he was like, yeah, South Asians, East Asians, Southeast Asians. I'm like, yeah, what about the other two? I'm like, oh, wait, they're white. Of course they're going to get away with it.
Yeah, true. Also, this episode had a lot of nudity with the Speedos and stuff, and I'm like, yeah. You know, and the next one's going to have it too. And I'm like, all right, you do it once, you do it twice, but like you keep doing it. I'm like, is that, I don't know. Maybe they know some math or statistic that we don't know. Maybe like that's when like the ratings are the highest, when like men are naked.
I guess if the show's geared toward women, that would make sense.
Mm.
But I'm also thinking like a man, when I see a naked woman on TV, I'm more interested in it. So, I mean, I don't know. Ladies, let us know. We'll put a poll up on Spotify.
No, man. When I see that stuff, I change the channel because I don't know who will walk in.
Yeah, exactly. We can't let our parents walk in or something. Like,
forget my parents. I can't let anybody walk in.
Right. We're watching The Bachelorette, watching a bunch of naked guys. Your girlfriend walks in like, what are you watching?
Hey, man, somebody FaceTimed me. I'm watching The Bachelorette. Like, what are you watching? I always knew something was wrong with you.
You play for both sides now, Neebs? What?
Man, that's why I can't get caught watching these shows, man. So I just made a podcast about it, apparently.
And your whole brand is about watching it.
Listen, man, I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
Honestly, yeah, your case is actually probably did.
Right? I didn't choose the Bachelor life. The Bachelor life chose me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do nerd content. I wanted to do Star Wars and Marvel. I'm that kind of nerd. But
and
I don't know, somehow
for some reason, 95% of our viewership is Bachelor stuff.
Yeah, man. It is.
We have failed at being nerds.
I know. Whatever. Anyways, guys, that's the end of our episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I wish the season was more exciting, guys. I don't know what to tell you. We got to get some guests on because I need people to bounce like reactions out of because like there is not enough excitement on this season. So I don't know what's going on.
I don't either, man. And Reeves, we missed you. Hope you had a good time at Comic-Con.
Yeah, we gotta get Reeves next year. Mm-hmm. Next week. We gotta get her on. We could actually get her on for both episodes and talk about Comic Con also.
Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Two for one.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's all we have for this week. Until then, guys, salam, reality nerds.